From Capital Public Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm Beth Ruyak. Sacramento Tomorrow is a group of citizens who believe that the city would run better with a CEO type of management, separating the functions of the mayor and the city council. It's a structure that's often called strong mayor. So the group has shaped what's called the Checks and Balances Act of 2014. It's on the agenda for discussion at tonight's city council meeting. And David Nagler, director of Sacramento Tomorrow, is in our studio. Welcome to Insight.
Thank you for having me.
So not so long ago, Sacramento Bee columnist Marcus Bertone sat right here at this table.
Nice guy.
And he said, sure, put the idea to the voters, but I don't know why we need this. And I know you get that question often, but let's start there.
Sure. It's a very good question. It's the right question. If you look at where Sacramento finds itself truly on the verge of some very important decisions in the economic development and growth of the town, obviously the decision for that the Kings are going to stay in town, plus all of the development, it goes well beyond downtown. But that single decision, we believe, is going to propel this town into a number of choices, important choices, over a very long period of time. And if you look at other cities, particularly amongst the five largest cities in California, when they found themselves in a similar spot in their growth, where decisions become more challenging, when the discussions need to be more at a higher level and more sophisticated, when you need a good dynamic debate between a strong leader and a city council to arrive at the best possible choices, they move to a strong mayor form of government. And so Sacramento Tomorrow is a community-based organization led by about 30 people who have experience in town from labor, business, nonprofits, the arts, and others. And they ask themselves, notwithstanding how this debate has unfurled up to now, is it the right question for Sacramento voters to be asked? Is this a form of governance whose time has literally come in the evolution of Sacramento as a city? And it needs to be a discussion that really separates who would be mayor, who is mayor, who will be mayor, from what's the right form of governance for Sacramento.
The exact example that you cited is why people say it's not needed here, because we effectively were able to win the battle to keep the Kings, to effort the movement ahead on a new arena and spur that critical growth. So the question is, the structure seems to be working the way it is. What does your Checks and Balances Act of 2014 propose in terms of changes? And what about the fact that what we have seems to be working?
Well, you know, what you want is a city to be well-governed when the issues are gigantic as well as mundane. And what we have a history of are a string of very good mayors who rise to the occasion when there's a big deal issue. Joe Cerna with schools, Kevin Johnson with the Kings. The question really is, do we have a structure in place for the day-to-day running of the city and for the more mundane issues? Do we have an economic development vision? Do we have someone other than the city manager to take responsibility for proposing a city budget that suggests priorities and allocation of resources between neighborhoods and downtown, between business and programs and so forth? And so it's really a question about not what happens when you are facing a tough time or a big deal, but what do you do to run the city well on a day-to-day basis.
So I described it, David, as a CEO style. So what you're proposing, if we use that business analogy, is that there is a CEO that can run the gamut on those lesser decisions, and the board is the equivalent of the city council.
Precisely.
And yet that CEO idea would apply to the big decisions too. And a suspicion with this is that maybe it's individually driven. It's coming up because of Kevin Johnson, our mayor in particular, and people's support of him as the mayor, the feelings about his particular agenda. And yet then if the decision is made, it's a structure that's going to apply to whoever the person is in that office. How much is it Kevin Johnson driven?
This particular effort isn't Kevin Johnson driven at all. He has not personally been part of the conversation. He hasn't raised any money to help fund it. He hasn't
been in the past. And this 2014 version seems very similar to the 2012 version.
Well, you're raising a couple of very interesting points.
You were going to say I was right, weren't you?
A couple of very interesting points. First is, that's exactly why Sacramento Tomorrow was formed, is to try and divorce the question about whether this is the right thing for Sacramento from whomever is in office. The fact of the matter is, whether it's Kevin Johnson in office or you as mayor, whoever is currently the mayor is going to be accused as trying to enhance his or her powers. So Sacramento Tomorrow is specifically an effort to try and make it a more neutral discussion. That's point number one. And then point number two is, if the voters do make this change, it's for many mayors into the future, you know, long after this particular mayor goes on to do other things successfully.
But it would take effect when? While this mayor is still in office?
Well, to be determined, but the way we've proposed it is it will be on the 2014 ballot and take effect the following January 1st. So yes, while this mayor is still in office. But the reality is he won't have much longer on his term, and it takes a while to work out the kinks of moving to this different governance structure within the city. So the reality is, yes, if it is on the ballot as Sacramento Tomorrow has proposed, and if the implementation date, effective date, is as we've proposed, yes, this mayor will have the benefit of operating under it for a short period of time.
Yes, because you might know that here on Insight, he did say he is courting a third term. So if he does run and if that time comes, then it would apply. But you said the word...
Well, as it should be, because the voters, which is really
behind
this...
Would have decided. The voters would have decided.
And today, right. The most senior executive in Sacramento is not directly accountable to the voters. If Mr. Johnson wants to run for a third term, more power to him, and the voters will decide one way or the other to keep him or not as mayor.
What about, there's two words. You said power a moment ago, and you just said accountability. And in a few minutes, Nick Miller is going to sit down in the studio, and he's going to say that accountability is a real pivotal issue in strong mayor.
Right.
And we've seen Stockton wrestle with this issue because they do have strong mayor. So what convince me why this shift in power would be so terrific for our city, why it's so important right now.
Because it does come down to accountability. When you run for office and you have to face the voters, in this case, every 4 years, you are always running. You're always making sure that on issues across the board, you're responding to neighborhoods, you're responding on economic development issues, you're laying out your vision. This plan would require several public presentations a year by the mayor to the voters. You create a circumstance where somebody is going to face the people who hire and fire them and establish for the record and a track record of a vision, priorities, asset allocations and like that, and a partnership with the city council. The other thing to keep in mind about this proposal is that it also maintains and in some ways strengthens the role of the city council, because this whole system only works if you have two equal partners. The city council having the sole authority to consider changes in ordinance, in law, and setting the budget, and the mayor in being, as you say, the chief executive officer and laying out to the council ideas, visions, annual budgets like that, and that they each be equipped to deal with one another as equal partners. And that's part of what's in this proposal.
So how does a vote happen? What happens to these traditional, you know, 9-person votes that we've been looking at in Sacramento? What does it become after strong mayor?
Well, that's sort of part A, part B. In our proposal, different than proposals in the past, we don't suggest that right away the number of council seats be changed. So if our proposal were to go on the ballot and be enacted for a period of time, there would be 8 council members. Part of our proposal is that if it's approved by the voters initially, it's sunset automatically in 5 years, with a second vote to be taken by the public of whether or not to make it permanent. So what we're suggesting is in this interim 5-year period, why go through the expense, the debate, the effort of redistricting and reelecting the entire council before you even know if the voters want to make this structure permanent? So there'll be, you know, part A is an interim period in which there are 8 council members. We believe the council in their consideration of this will talk about whether there needs to be a mechanism for breaking ties on the council. And then if in 5 years, and also part of our proposal is create a districting commission. So during that period, the council would create this districting commission. They would look at the issue. Should it be 9 council districts, 7 council districts? What should the boundaries be? Mm. Look at the census data, real purposeful, rational process. And then if the voters make it permanent in 5 years, at that time, create an odd number of council seats.
And what's this, comparing it to the governor, the signing or vetoing power that the strong mayor holds?
Very similar to the federal government, very similar to state government. The mayor would have veto power over legislation and then a specified timetable under which the council could override it. On the budget, the mayor would have line item, so specific item veto power, and again, a very specific timeline for the council to override it if they choose.
One last question.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't pass muster before. Voters and the atmosphere in the city was a real thumbs down to this idea. Why is it different now?
Well, you know, we hear that a lot, but what's true is the voters actually have never had a chance to vote on this.
Well, that's true.
Because it's always been short-circuited. The voters have voted on whether to create a charter commission, which was criticized for being an open book, that anything was on the table, potential for change, which my personal opinion is, and as the Bee editorialized, that was a reason to vote against it, not specifically on the question of the role of the mayor.
So you're trying to get a different specific question to the ballot.
This very narrow question.
Which would be what?
What should the future governance of Sacramento look like? And should the role of the mayor be modernized to reflect the growing complexity of Sacramento?
Modernized, that's the word that would be used, as opposed to CEO or restructured or strong mayor?
To create a CEO role.
Okay.
Right.
And then it's a yes or no question.
Exactly.
All right. Well, tonight, you don't know how many votes you have, but the vote tonight is just whether to advance it to staff.
Exactly. To bring it back at a future date for a final vote.
Okay. So it could live or die tonight.
It certainly could.
And then if it goes on from there, you and I will be talking again.
Look forward to it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. That is David Nagler, who is director of Sacramento Tomorrow. It's the group behind the Strong Mayor effort in the city. There's more information at capradio.org/insight. You're listening to Insight from Capital Public Radio. We'll continue this conversation about Strong Mayor in just a moment.